White. December 30th, 1907. Typed. Elder W.C. White, Southern Publishing Association, Nashville. Dear son Willie, I can write you only a few lines this morning, for my left eye is troubling me, and I am not strong. When you came into my room to speak a few words with me before leaving, I hardly dared open my lips for fear of a collapse, and I have by no means recovered my strength, although Sarah has spared no pains in giving me treatment. I have borne much sorrow and heartache, as I have seen men occupying positions of trust who seem to have no ability to reason from cause to effect. Representations are made to me in the night season, and I cannot rest. During this visit to Southern California, special light has been given, showing that matters there cannot be remedied while some existing conditions continue. Some who hold responsible positions are not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God. The stamp of the human is seen, and the pattern, which should be after the divine similitude, is spoiled. When messages come to such that are not according to their ideas, they say, "Sister White is influenced by W.C. White." This is false, as you yourself know. During the 2 months that we have been in Southern California, I have not had one full night's sleep. Some nights I have slept 3 hours, and some nights not at all. The burden is upon me night and day. What can be done to make these men with such strong traits of character realize that they need to be reconverted? Unless this experience comes to them, they will never become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly king. They are wrapping themselves up in a garment of self-confidence. The messages that the Lord sends them, that they may understand how much they need to be taught of him, they cast aside as idle tales, thus placing themselves where they will accept their own suppositions as divine revelation. With their deficient experience, they are unfitted to understand the dealings of the Lord with his people, yet they suppose themselves qualified to govern a conference without the aid of the suggestions and counsel of their brethren or of the Lord. The result of this kind of experience is now being seen in Southern California. The rebuke of God is upon the one who has taken such a course. Brother Prescott needs to experience daily the converting power of God upon his own heart and mind and soul before he can hope to advise and labor unselfishly. The kind of planning that would make one man a center and pattern, neither he nor any other man can carry out. This is not the way in which the Lord works. He works through different individual minds to accomplish his purposes, and in the simplest ways, that they may reflect the great outshining of his love. When one man thinks that his mind is to outline the large moves in the work of God, that his abilities are to accomplish the greatest work, he limits the power of God to fulfill his purposes in the earth. God needs men and women who will work in the simplicity of Christ to bring the knowledge of truth before those who need its converting power. But when a precise line is laid down which the workers must follow in their efforts to proclaim the message, a limit is set to the usefulness of a great number of workers. I am charged to speak, saying, God seeth not as man seeth. Those who occupy responsible positions need far less of the exercise of human wisdom and more of the sanctification of the Spirit revealed in the lowliness and gentleness of Christ. They need the Holy Spirit to come into their hearts and minds, to control their wills, and to sanctify their tongues. When soul and mind and body are converted to God, our physical strength and our desires will become working agencies for God. When the converting power of God transforms the life, we shall be educated by God Himself to speak His words and to work His works. The law of God is to be magnified. Its claims must be presented by our workers in our books and papers and through the spoken word. The knowledge of its holy character is to become widespread. The message of Christ's righteousness must be proclaimed from one end of the earth to the other. Our people are to be aroused to prepare the way of the Lord. The third angel's message, the last message of mercy to a perishing world, is so sacred, so glorious. Let the light go forth as a lamp that burneth. Mysteries into which angels have desired to look, which prophets and kings and righteous men desired to know, the Church of God is now to unfold. Well, I will say no more on this point, but will tell you about our experiences. The Sabbath after you left, I felt that I had a message to bear to the people at Loma Linda. I was taken to the assembly hall in a wheelchair, and then God gave me strength to stand upon my feet and bear the testimony He had given me for the people. I spoke for 1 hour. Clarence will send you a copy of my talk. I wanted to speak again on Sunday, but did not venture, thinking it might be presumption to do so. We left Loma Linda on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. In Los Angeles, the rush of business and the noise of the cars was distracting, as you can imagine, but I held on to myself as best I could. I had an opportunity to rest in a room that Elder Haskell and wife occupied. I was very thankful for this. On the Owl, we had a private compartment, occupied by Sarah, Sister Hannaford, and myself. The bed on the car was not of the easiest, but I rested well. I had the assurance that I was cared for by my Father, and a peace such as only Christ can give came to me. As long as I remained awake, I enjoyed this sense of perfect peace, and when I fell asleep, my rest was sweeter than any I had experienced since I left my home in St. Helena. I felt that I was shut in with God and felt safe in His keeping. This is Friday. Last night, Brother and Sister Metcalf Hare arrived in St. Helena. They came to our home. Brother Mason's wife is still at the sanitarium under treatment. Brother Mason will occupy his room until Elder Haskell and his wife arrive to attend the Union Conference. Then they will have it. On his voyage across the water, Brother Hare contracted some difficulty with his face. It looked as though it had been badly burned by the sun and was considerably swollen. He has gone to the sanitarium for treatment and will remain there for a few days. Sister Hare is with us, and when Brother Hare is recovered, he will return to us. We feel sure that Sister Hannaford, whom we brought with us from Loma Linda, will be able to do our work satisfactorily. We expect Henry Kellogg here today for a short call.